This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Answer to this. I don't know why people feel like they maybe Todd knows the answer to this. Todd probably people should be calling Todd is what they should be doing. A lot of people have been
pants and catch fire, you'd be on fire right now.
The governor yesterday through his communications aide Mike Nowitzki put out a press release, that the governor will be making an announcement about higher education this afternoon at 3 o'clock. And I love when these things happen because everybody wants to know what's happening. And if they don't know, then they're sort of wondering what's happening. And so I've gotten a lot of calls from people saying, well, what's this all about? I don't know. I guess we're going to find out at 3 o'clock today, right? I mean, that's, you know, there's we'll just find out at 3. But nobody, everybody wants to know in advance. So here's what we do know. That is happening this afternoon. The governor will make an announcement aimed at ensuring North Dakota's higher education system is best able to meet the state's educational and workforce needs in the 21st century. They're holding a press conference with the governor and other officials at 3 o'clock at Memorial Hall, State Capitol. The governor, representatives of the North Dakota Legislature, State Board of Higher Education, State Judiciary, and the North Dakota Student Association are participating in it, taking place at Memorial Hall, State Capitol. I do know that there are a lot of people who are in those groups, you know, Legislature, State Board of Higher Education. I don't know anybody. I've talked to anybody in the State Judiciary or the Student Association, but certainly in the first two to say, oh, I don't know anything. So there are Board of Higher Education members that don't know anything about what is being announced today, which is odd, I guess, although, you know, it's you know, some maybe do, some don't, I don't know. But some, you know, the feathers get ruffled when you sort of keep people in the dark, and I don't always think that's a good idea. On the other hand, the more people you let know, the more people it comes out. So we'll all find out at 3 o'clock today. I don't know anything at all. I've heard something about a task force. I've heard something about governance, but this is all speculation. You know, I mean, the stated goals of the press conference are rather broad, and that is to ensure North Dakota's higher education system is best able to meet the state's educational and workforce needs in the 21st century. Al Carlson, the majority leader in the House, previously has put forward proposals for the citizens of North Dakota to vote on related to the governance, in other words, the Board of Higher Education, whether that's the best mechanism. Maybe it's a task force to delve into sort of those issues that have been raised before and address it and get to it. I find it's somewhat interesting. The state judiciary is included as part of this. So that may be, you know, constitutionally, North Dakota has 11 institutions of higher learning mandated, if you will, as part of the Constitution. I know for a long time people have said that's just no way to run a railroad when it comes to higher education, that you ought not mandate that when you have a state of 750,000 people and 11 institutions of higher learning, there's only a limited amount of tax dollars and you can only do so much. So I don't know. We'll certainly find out. We are also working on an interview with the governor after so we can unpack that a little bit and deal with that in greater detail. Nolan, do we have any update on the tweet question I had earlier? Nolan Schmidt is our fine producer here on What's on Your Mind, as we crank up another hour for you. Call us at 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number. Love to hear from you. 800-228-0550. Anything goes. We can talk about last hour in our discussion on guns in churches or, sick, twisted, evil monsters that do horrific things to people, whether or not they ought to get the, you know, attention in the media. We talked about some suggestions there. Yeah, but anything goes. Anything on your mind. 800-228-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503 or 701, this is for me now, 701-367-2373. 2054. What did you find out on the question of when the event happened in Texas on Sunday and when Barack Obama chose to be the political animal he's always been?
Per my sources,
okay.
I have 11:20 a.m. is roughly when the shooting began.
Okay.
And Barack Obama did not tweet about it until 6:51 p.m. that evening.
We'll just do some rough math there and say he waited a whole 7 hours. I mean, extraordinary restraint on this man's, you know. I mean, you want to take advantage of the death and carnage to try and get, you know, gun legislation that you were ill-equipped to get through Congress. So, probably the second he heard about it, I'm sure he was in church, and probably when he got out of church, he heard about it and really, you know, had to restrain himself from tweeting, but waited a whole 7 hours. So we'll give him. That's disgusting, folks. The sun had not even set in Texas on this carnage, and he's tweeting about it. What did he tweet? Do we have his actual tweet, Nolan? What did he say?
I do. It says, "May God also grant all of us the wisdom to ask what concrete steps we can take to reduce the violence and weaponry in our midst."
I see. So he's calling on a higher power, which unfortunately he didn't do enough, in my view, but managed to do it in the way of saying, help get this passed. Yikes. Yeah, we could just have less guns and all this. It's a disease, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know how else to describe it, but these people that somehow think that if you remove the gun, that rather than the object, rather than the individual who says I'm going to harm someone. I mean, I was just reading the story, the Washington Post, and there are many of us out there, but listen to this. David Brown, whose mother, Farida, survived the carnage, said she described the shooter taking aim at churchgoers on Sunday as they tried to flee and then walking up and down the aisle, firing at people cowering or wounded on the ground in the church. The gunman fired four shots into the torso of the woman on Farida Brown's left, her son said. With every shot, she was crying, Brown said of the woman. She was just staring at my mom while she tried to comfort her. As he fired rounds into the woman, Brown held her hand, telling her she was headed to heaven. Farida Brown had sustained shots to her legs, but expected she would be the next target of the gunman. Then she thought it was her turn, her son told the Post. She just started praying. This is the sicko that's doing this. And we think somehow we pass one more gun law, never mind the gun laws in place were not followed here. Or he would have been barred from legally purchasing the firearms that he did. Ball dropped, in this case it sounds like, by the Air Force. But my point in this, to Barack Obama waiting a whole, from 11:20 a.m. till 6:50-something that night before he tweets out his request that God give us the wisdom to find how we can get more gun control through Congress so stuff like this doesn't happen, the mentality of that is something I can't wrap my mind around because it's stupid with a capital S. Because someone that sick, that twisted, going there with a knife, going to go in there with an explosive, going to. And I guess about the only thing you could say on the other side of that is, well, it'd make it tougher for him to do it. Meanwhile, what they really want is more law-abiding citizens have it tougher to own guns. Don't get it. Let's go to Rick in South Fargo. You're on. What's on your mind? Go ahead, Rick.
I was just wondering, there's a large community on the Internet that claim that these shootings are fake to bring in new gun control laws. I was wondering, I know it sounds pretty crazy, but has anybody ever seen any bodies to these shootings? And these shootings are always dead. Nobody around to testify. And they never talk to official people. They always talk to the civilian. You know, like at the Vegas shooting, they were talking to a civilian whose buddy was shot three times in the heart. But I never heard them talk to the charge nurse at University Medical Center or the official EMT or the police officer or fireman.
But hang tight a second, Rick. So, I mean, just for a second, give me 30 seconds on how you orchestrate this. In Texas, for instance. I've talked to victims that were there and saw
everybody knows somebody who was shot, but there's a large group on the internet that believe that what we have here are drills with crisis actors, and it's broadcasted as live. So, you know, I'm all for gun control laws. If you want to show me the blood and the bodies, the death certificates, but I haven't seen any all the way back to, you go back to Aurora, and none of these guys are in jail or gotten the death penalty. What happened to Dylan Roof and the dude that shot all those people in the theater? Why are all these innocent people getting shot? Why not?
We talked to a guy from Minot last week that was shot, you know, was recovering.
I'm just saying, there's a large group of people that are suspicious of this. So, you know,
I get it, but I'm asking you, and you clearly are as well. I hear it too. I ask myself, okay, how would you fake this? How would you fake this? And all these families end up burying these bodies. They go to the funerals. They go to the funeral home. They go to the, you know, I don't like it, honestly. This seems unseemly.
We want to know what
cook this stuff up so it's some sort of wild conspiracy theory. Watch your take, 800-228-0550. Gary in Lisbon will get to you next. Don't go away. Vince is back from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Minot Bismarck, Grand Forks and Fargo 2. You and I have talked a lot about hot tubs, and you've sold me. Hot Springs is the best. I absolutely love it. Every day made better. But these saunas really have me intrigued, too. Tell me about the saunas you have at Hot Spring Spas.
Yeah, we've been with Finlayal for 40 years, and actually it's a Minnesota company that in 3 more years will be 100 years old. They are the largest sauna manufacturer in North America. They do both traditional and infrared saunas, and we've been with them for 40 years.
What is the health benefit of having a sauna? If I have a sauna and I'm in there 20 minutes, half hour every day, how am I better?
A lot of the same things we talk about with a hot tub, Scott, but the other thing it does, it's great for your skin. It releases natural endorphins in the body, which boosts your immune system. You detox deeper. I mean, when you sit in a sauna daily, you're detoxing deep in those cells and getting rid of the bad stuff faster by sitting in the sauna daily.
Stop and see them at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks and Fargo, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, I'm Elise Putlich of Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
PetroServe USA, when you wanna gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick 4 for just 4. That's right, get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any 2 cookies all day, every day. 4 items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Coal, ladies and gentlemen, North Dakota has a 900-year supply of economically recoverable coal, so that means for generations, affordable energy, reliable energy right here. That's why the industry needs our help, and they are an all-of-the-above supporter. They say, hey, we want to be part of the mix. We want to be part of the solution. You got to love that. Find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org. That's their website, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Be part of this team. These are our neighbors contributing mightily to our economy, to our clean air. By the way, one of the clean air states in the United States, while having this energy production happening right here. So, clean, reliable energy. Affordable energy. Find out more at secureenergyfuture.org. Back to the phones. You know, the other thing I was going to tell the caller about the conspiracy theory, and I don't, you know, look, if people have that theory, it's not like I'm not wanting to listen. My question was, okay, just help me understand how that works. You know, so okay, half the church was shot up. So half the church knows, hey, you're going to be shot up, and, you know, these little ketchup packets are going to go off here. And then these 20-some funerals are going to happen, and they're all going to be fake. And, you know, all of a sudden these people are just going to disappear and go where? To the Dominican Republic comes, you know, on a beach somewhere? What? Yeah, I just need to give me a plausible example of how they could be quote-unquote fake. And first of all, his theory was that it was about trying to get, gun legislation passed. Well, then you'd think you'd have a story. Your actor would have a story that actually, you know, could make a difference, because in this case, laws on the books weren't followed. So that isn't much of a case for more laws. So I'm a little suspicious. Can you tell? Gary in Lisbon, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I got 3 points I'd like to make. One is that this military assault style rifle, the AR-15, I believe in guns. I like my guns. I don't want the government to take them away. But I've never been able to justify owning one of these things. And I feel that people that buy them are feeding something inside themselves. Like, it's kind of a punk attitude. I've got friends who have these things, and they can't justify to me why they have it. And I can see it. I can justify it. It's okay for them to be out there, these guns to be out there. But most of the people that, a lot of the people, I should say, that buy these things are feeding something inside themselves that is it's the same type of people that play paintball.
Well, wait a minute, though. You aren't saying they're buying it because they're a monster in the making and they want to go out and kill people at some point, are you?
No, not at all. But they're
wanting to. You know, it's a rush. It's like buying a car with a big engine in it.
I suppose.
Right?
And
yeah.
But they play paintball. People are playing around the edges of this kind of violence all the time with video games, paintball, they're playing at it all the time. And our society allows it. And then we're surprised when this happens.
So what would be your solution? What fixes this, Gary?
I think we need more people need to go to start in the home and in the schools and teach people to be responsible. You know, gun owners to be responsible individuals, not play up violent. You know, like, I know there's an M rating on the video games, but these kids just indulge in it. And pardon me, you did it yourself. I'm right on your show today. You were right down in the nitty gritty talking about how this man was firing into the body of this woman. And it upset me that you would indulge in that.
I'm not trying to be sensational. It made me sick too. It made me sad. I want all of us to understand the level of evil that is out there. And my point is, someone that is that evil, that will do what I described, is not going to be impacted by some legislation that says you can have that gun or that gun, but not this one and not that one and not at this time. They're sick. That's what I was trying to point out.
Well,
I wasn't trying to
be. Okay. Here's the reason why we cannot limit guns. Is because we don't trust our government. How come we can't let that elephant out of the closet and say, look, we need guns because we don't trust our government? And
I think history would show that's probably that's probably a good idea to have that level of distrust, or, you know, at least trust but verify mentality. Appreciate your call, though. Well, enjoyed your comments, Kevin. Don't agree, but I like understanding how you're thinking, and we're curious if others would respond differently than I did. Kevin and Cavalier, you're next. Go ahead.
Yeah, I guess one thing I could say is the ACLU and the getting rid of the Ten Commandments out of public buildings and stuff. I mean, the people who may not go to church and they walk by that, just reading that, well, it just, I good guideline for a civilized society. That's what I kind of get at. That's what kind of lay blame to that. And your caller you just talked to, and paintball. I know our neighbors used to take BB guns and shoot at each other. So what's the difference? At least the paintball is a little more safe. Usually they try and wear masks. And I think too, relating to guns, you know, I would say, as far as the military is concerned, I think they like the people who come from the Midwest because they know firearms and they're actually probably better shooters than a lot of other people in other parts of the country. So that's just my comments.
Thanks, Kevin. Good to hear from Cavalier. Appreciate it. Marty in Stuartsdale, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead at 258-0550.
Yeah, thanks for having this great show where a man can call in and give his opinion, even if he's a nutcase like Gary. I tell you what, guys like that, you know, that say, oh, I'm for guns, they're liars. They have no freaking clue. I'm the one that used to have BB gun fights. I played cowboys and Indians growing up. I've never shot an Indian. I mean, come on, man. I don't have a fascination with ARs. I have ARs because they are a weapon that I can protect myself with. And nut jobs like Gary are never going to take them away.
All right, Marty, appreciate that call. And don't lose your passion, my friend. That's the great thing about this program. We're a little bit of a release. I knew there was going to be people that respond differently to Gary and Lisbon than I did, and that's what the show's for. John and Carrington, go ahead.
Yeah, three comments. That some people don't think these things are any good for hunting, and they have no idea what they're talking about. First of all, I put a 10-round mag on my AR, and I've got one in 308 caliber, which is an excellent deer caliber. And I've got a good deer rifle. Secondly, if I go coyote hunting in the wintertime with a scope on a 223, the first shot when they call some in, and sometimes you call in two or three at a time, the rest are running. If you've got a semi-automatic, you've got a chance to work your way in and maybe get one or two more of them. You can't do that with a bolt-action rifle. Thirdly, if you go down to Texas where they're getting overrun with wild pigs, and just go on YouTube and look at some videos where they're going up in helicopters to try to get these things. Well, you can't do what they're doing with a bolt-action rifle and clean out these herds of pigs that are getting like 3 litters a year and devastating millions and billions of dollars of damage on farms and ranches down there. So there are good uses for them things as far as the sportsmen go. Those are just three examples that I know of.
Yeah, a texter say I have 6 ARSs all built for predator control. It's great for coyotes when 4 and 5 dogs come in at once. Can't get them all with a bolt-action rifle. Silly people ramble on about something they don't understand.
Right.
Another texter says AR-15 is not military. M16, M4 is not common for civilians. Learn the difference. More comments here like yours, John. Appreciate it. Thank you. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
What's it take to have a really good job? A company you like to work for, work worth doing, and a really nice paycheck every 2 weeks? Polar Service Center has one waiting for you right now. My friends at Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, has service centers all throughout the country. And in Killdeer, North Dakota, and Williston, North Dakota, they have some great positions open right now. With pay rates up to $32 an hour. I'll say it again, up to $32 an hour. Incredible benefit package, and much, much more. Call Maria right now for details on this. In Killdeer, certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack attendant, and diesel mechanic positions open right now. In Williston, they're in need of a certified welder. Polar Service Center is waiting. Tell your friends and neighbors about this incredible opportunity. 612-214-4781. 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria at Polar Service Center.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Texts are pouring in here. I'll try to get to as many of these as I can. Some calls waiting as well. Let's see. You mean Obama might have been in a mosque, not a church? I think he was referring to my comment as to where he was when he learned about this. I said a church. I'm not sure he was it either. So banks should not put up a sign that say, no robberies in all stores, no stealing, no littering, speed limit signs. I could go on. Then no worries. Wow. If a sign would solve the problem, they probably would have done that a long time ago. Unreal. Are these people that far out there? I have a word for you. Starts with an M, ends with an A. Minnesota. Fine example of it. They think, you know, put up the sign and everything will be fine. Cain killed Abel, says another texter, with a rock. Are you going to take all the rocks away? The idea of taking guns away to stop violence, you got to change someone's heart. You know, that's exactly right. And I think if we want to spend time saying, how does this not happen anymore? You start saying, how do you identify when someone's heart is so hard that they are prone to evil? Find those folks. And the signs are there. I think you'd have, you know, it's not easy, but I think you could. Get a life, Scott. Look forward for a change. Have your facts. I think it was Obama or maybe Hillary. Minot. Okay, some random thoughts from someone in Minot. Maybe Hillary's in Minot. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. I don't think they like the idea that I was critical of President Obama for using the carnage in a church in Texas for political purposes. Sorry. Let's see. Obama comes from the most violent city in the U.S. What did he do there? All right. Another. What about Sandy Hook shooting? The FBI record shows zero deaths on that day. Another. I heard it again with the Texas shooting as well as the Vegas shooting. Worst in modern American history. What does that mean? What year is the cutoff? 1980, 1970? Is this just a new term the media has come up with to sell their story? Just like how climate change used to be called global warming. What happened to global warming? Another. Left wants to control people. Take the guns away from them. They don't care about the man that saved them. Another texture. That guy is listening to George Norrie, tinfoil wearing hat guy, way too much. Yeah, the conspiracy theory guy, I guess, from Lisbon.
Hey, Norrie's ratings are pretty good, so what the heck?
Don't need a sports car that goes 140, but it's still fun to drive.
True.
Going to the AR-15 deal. Exactly right. Okay, those are Todd's texts, and mine are right here. I read you one of them. Get a life, Scott. Tyler, wow. North Dakota, weighs in. I was too late on calling yesterday. I'm a veteran and firmly believe that's why I have the job I have. I also believe there are a lot of veterans that don't put forth the effort to better themselves because of my experience in the Army. I live in a small community, and it's not difficult to get what I need done. It takes effort, and of course, any improvement would definitely help with caring for veterans. I'm upset with the VA after a reevaluation on an injury, and my personal insurance was billed for about $700, and the injury was caused from my tour in Afghanistan. That's not right. God bless you, though, for your service. Certainly appreciate that. Another one. Hello, my friend says I was, I was listening earlier, and you said something about, an event at the Ramcota with the interview you had from the lady last Friday. I didn't get a chance to write anything down. I'm driving. Can you give me that? Of course. We were talking about Gianna Jessen. She is sharing her story tonight, having survived an abortion. Talk about the beauty of life, the obstacles she's overcome, providing inspiration to so many folks. She's a living, breathing face to the horrors of abortion. She's one of the rare survivors who can speak for those who can't speak for themselves. And she spoke last night in Fargo. Tonight it's in Bismarck. The Bismarck Ramcota Hotel from 6:30 to 8:30, and then Thursday at Devil's Lake at the Knights of Columbus Hall, 7 to 9. So tonight, 6:30, Ramcota, Bismarck, Devil's Lake, Knights of Columbus Hall, 7 o'clock Thursday night. You want a ticket? It is spotted at a table. Call Mona at 701-237-6530. It's for the First Choice Clinic. Todd, tell me about the stem cell clinic, and then we're going to chat with some callers here.
Hey, if you're suffering from pain from osteoarthritis of the knee, like me, pain of your lower back, neck, shoulders, hips, or joint pain, the Stem Cell Health Institute is coming to North Dakota. Check this out. There are must-attend stem cell therapy educational seminars. You'll find solutions for your pain and cutting-edge information that could really help change the way you live. Seminars coming to Bismarck, Minot, and Dickinson in just a few weeks, and you're just a short drive from one of those seminars. You need to attend one. I will be. I am going through this. Call 1-888-973-1560 to get signed up. 1-888-973-1560 or visit stemcelltherapyforpain.com. stemcelltherapyforpain.com and start living life once again.
All right, 23 before the top of the hour, some callers waiting to weigh in on our topic so far today. We're going to go to those, and then we have a guest on a topic you suggested right here on the program coming up. So stay tuned for that, too. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. Chris in Fargo is next. Chris, what's on your mind?
Hello, this is Christian in Fargo. I'm glad to be on the show with you. Thanks for having this forum.
Yeah, glad to have you. Thank you. What's on your mind?
You know, a weapon is a weapon. And if you want to pick up a crescent wrench and beat somebody over the head, or if you want to pick up a gun, or if you want to pick up a knife, the object is the same. The idea is the same. You want to do damage. And you can do damage with any myriad of items. And we cannot get rid of all these items. So, you know, for us to be a free society and have legal gun laws like we do, what's the difference between a .22 pistol and an AR-15? It throws a slug at somebody at a high velocity. They're the same thing. I don't see a difference. I was in the service. I was in the Army. I handled an M16. I don't see a difference, really. Now I have one other local comment to make.
All right. The only thing I'd ask you is when you say it doesn't make a difference, I mean, machine guns, for instance, the line is drawn somewhere. Is your point there shouldn't be? I mean, the person behind the gun is the one you ought to worry about, not the object that fires the weapon at someone?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Got it. What was your other local comment? Chris, go ahead. Christian?
The local comment has to do with M.B. Johnson Park in Moorhead. Are you familiar with that park?
I'm not. I'm sorry.
Okay, it's about a mile north of the beet plant on 11th Street there. And what they've done to that park is obscene. There used to be a wildlife, a place for wildlife to be and a place for humans to be. And there was no modification of it from basically a natural park, just an open area for people to be. And now they've completely destroyed that park. And I cannot find one single individual who is in favor of what they've done there. And I'm just wondering how they got the approval to make those changes in that park because it's obscene. And I'm certain you'll get other callers on this subject too. Because
sure, yeah, we'll check it out. What I'm going to do is ask Nolan, our producer, to send that tip over to the folks from the Need to Know Morning Show, which precedes What's on Your Mind on our Fargo affiliate, AM 1100 The Flag, sort of like Phil Parker and the Morning Show in Bismarck. And see if they can get you some answers and dig into it a little bit. But I appreciate your call, Chris, okay?
Thanks for your time.
You bet. Thank you as well. All right. Have we got Michael on the phone yet? Or should I take one more call? Manny. I'm not getting an answer, so I'll take one more call. How about that? Burlington. Let's go to Steve. What's on your mind, Steve?
Yeah, say this is I'm from Burlington, and right now DeLax Burlington is pushing another school bond issue to add on to their schools. And it's not really getting out to people know about it. They did this in April, and it got shot down, but everybody got a letter in the mail, and this time they didn't. All they did was put it in a minor paper, and not very many people get the minor paper. So it's kind of, I think they're kind of trying to shove this real quick through before people find out about it.
Is the proposal different this time than it was last time, dollars or size or scope of the project or anything?
Well, they reduced it some. I don't remember what the first one was, but this one's like $11.9 million, and they want to build a new gym and everything. So it's a ton of money. And the only way we found out about it, we were going to mine it on Sunday night, and we seen all these yard signs out that said vote yes for the kids. So I thought that was kind of a shady way of getting the word out that there's a bond issue coming up.
Yeah, it is interesting, and I know people often express frustration with the idea that these things are put before the voters, they don't go the way maybe the school wants or whatever, and then they come back. That's a little bit frustrating to say, didn't we answer this question? I know sometimes they change them or whatever, but you're saying in this case, it's being done differently in how people are notified about it, huh?
Right, and
got it.
They're doing a little bit less, but not a lot, and I think the big thing they wanted for is to build a new gym. Because they haven't really done a whole lot for the classrooms, but that's what they're saying they're doing it for. But for a big gym, that takes a ton of money to build one of them.
Got it. Appreciate the call, Steve. Thanks a bunch. We will pass that on to the news department, too. That's one for you, Todd, I guess, to dig into that a little bit as well. All right, as promised, our final guest of the program today, Michael Dougherty. Michael is president and CEO of LabMD. This is a Atlanta-based clinical and atomic medical laboratory with a national client base. He spent a lot of his time the last decade defending the company against charges that it had deficient cybersecurity practices. The early years of his entering and fighting in Washington, D.C. Are in a book called The Devil Inside the Beltway. Michael, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, sir?
Good. We had a listener suggest that we get an expert on, cybersecurity and specifically on privacy laws, and so we selected you because you've been through these battles as well. And give us a little thumbnail sketch on the devil inside the beltway. What's the problem here, Michael? Are you there?
Yeah, it's funny you should ask. What's the problem there? The problem there, he's gone.
Well, I heard him though. Did he? I heard him say hello.
I heard the phone go after right after he asked it.
So
the call dropped.
Let me get this straight. We have a government whistleblower on the phone, who is about to tell us what he thinks is wrong with the Beltway and how they're dealing with cybersecurity, and then mysteriously drops off the line, Todd. I think we better get the guy from Lisbon back on the phone.
Creepy.
Or, no, the Lisbon guy wasn't, there was another fellow today that had some concerns about conspiracy theories. I don't know. We'll try this after the break. Don't go away.
That's a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have a portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hi, it's Scott Hannon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, and range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I was up to $32 an hour, sound, for a great company, Polar Service Center. Two of their 30-some locations are in North Dakota, Killdeer and Williston. They are the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. And Maria is waiting for your call right now at 612-214-8781 to tell you about positions that pay up to $32 an hour. That's right. Any kind of experience that you have is going to get you at $32 an hour. They train a lot of personnel as well. So any tanker trailer parts, Polar Service experience, Polar Service Center is waiting for you. 612 800-314-8781, and there's more. Full health and life insurance, paid time off, 401k. The benefits are fantastic. They really are. Full for you and the family. So call Maria, 612-214-8781. 612-214-8781. All right, we reconnected with Michael Dougherty, the author of The Devil Inside the Beltway, the shocking expose of the U.S. government surveillance and overreach into cybersecurity, medicine, and small business. And the premise of our asking you to come on as an expert, Michael, was a listener saying, I don't trust that my information is being used appropriately with the federal government. So let's start there. Are people right to worry about that?
Yes, they're right. You have to keep it, I mean, proper perspective, but it all boils down to a matter of trust. And the government's actions from the political side has given us a lot of reasons not to trust them, because we're seeing the politicization of law enforcement agencies and at the top. And, you know, I speak highly of the day-to-day working people, but when it gets politicized and the government has your data, Barack Obama is well known, for example, to ask agencies to cough up information they had on people so he could go through it and make political decisions. And so that's the danger of giving the government your data. That's just one example. Now, the other side of the coin is we don't have much choice, because the Internet has forced all the good guys and the bad guys together. And there's way more good guys than there are bad guys. So the bad guys are hard to find, but the bad guys obviously do really, really, really bad things. So you have to go into the data, and you have to impact good people to get to the bad people. And that's a compromise we're never, used to having to make. And it's the new frontier. And we've got to solve that problem as well, probably with technology, because when humans are involved, we have problems.
Yeah, no kidding. So let's broaden this a little bit to what's going on in Washington, D.C. right now. I've seen a quote of yours recently where you talk about the dossier, this controversial dossier that had all these allegations about President Trump and possible connections to Russia, the Trump campaign and the Kremlin and all that, actually happened as a result of funding from Hillary Clinton's campaign. So some of this we know now. I mean, what's going on in there? Is the deep state turning on Hillary Clinton here, and we're getting information about it? I thought it was all supposed to be anti-Trump, but now it looks like the Clintons may be involved, and we know. Why do we know that?
Well, we know that because someone at the New York Times or Washington Post finally had a conscience. You know, it is the facts. As you uncover the facts, who's going to actually, you know, allow people to see them. And the fact of the matter is that the research, quote unquote, started with the Washington Free Beacon and Bill Kristol's son-in-law, you know, works for them. And then Trump was going to win the nomination, so they stopped that. Because, you know, during the primaries, Democrats beat Democrats, Republicans beat Republicans. And once they choose the nominee, they kiss and make up. But the Beacon then, you know, the Fusion just tossed the baton over to the DNC and Clinton, and then they got down and down and dirty, and they just took it further. And we know the Clintons have a PhD in dirty, and there are no boundaries. And then everyone thought she was going to win, and everyone's kissing her ring as if she's going to win. And then, holy cow, she loses, and they slam it in reverse and put their, you know, foot on the gas. And, you know, they've got all these people still in the government that are trying to cover this up because it's bad, bad, bad behavior. And people could and should go to jail. So what they do is they shamelessly project and try to put it on Trump. And they circle and confuse people. It's very difficult for Americans and media to observe this without disbelief, because it's so bad and it's painful to take in that this is kind of the day, a normal day at the beach in Washington. But I think until we understand it's a normal day at the beach in Washington, we can't fix it.
So, yeah, what fixes this? More sunshine? What is the remedy here?
It is more sunshine. You know, it's like it's an infection. So pain and sunshine. I mean, you have to have, you have to have people that will stand up to it. You've got to have voters. Really, the people have got to keep voting these people out. And if I was, and if I was a Democrat, I would be the most outraged person today, because that's who is being really played by their own party. These people are being exploited and patronized. When you know, I mean, the Democrats never cared about Russia. Never, ever, 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 ever. You know, remember when Romney brought it up, and they all laughed and laughed and laughed, and suddenly Trump wins, and suddenly, you know, every Democrat in major media is a major Russian foe. It's hysterical, and as long as the public doesn't pay attention, they'll get away with it, but this is engaging people, and, you know, nothing scares Washington more than people outside the Beltway with pitchforks and lamps, because...
That's us, folks. That's us. We got to take that role on. Michael Dougherty, Director of the National Cybersecurity Society, thank you. God bless you, folks. We're out of time. We'll see you tomorrow.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
Soybean farmers, are you looking to influence the direction of your industry and have a voice in how your soybean checkoff dollars are invested? Consider serving as a district representative on the North Dakota Soybean Council Board of Directors. Simply nominate yourself or someone in your county with a passion to serve the soybean industry. Requirements include attending 4 2-day meetings in Fargo and serving on one of 4 council committees. Not ready for board service? Consider serving as a county representative. In late December, nomination forms will be sent to soybean farmers in Cass, Stetson, Lemoore, and Dickey counties, as well as to farmers in a 13-county area of northwestern North Dakota. Have questions or would like more information? Call me, Diana Biedelsbacher, at the North Dakota Soybean Council office, or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.